Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast is here. I am J.P. Finley. You know what? It may be February. It may be, you know, NBA time, college basketball time, NHL time, whatever you might be focused on. But the Redskins have so much going on that they're still commanding your attention. To continue the conversation that will never stop around Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, as always, I have my dude Rich Tandler here. Tandler, say what's up, man.
Hey, what's up, folks?
And first time, long time, John Kahn got to be a regular contributor for us when we were in Ashburn on those really cold picnic tables outside of the press annex. But first time I think we've had Kahn on the phone. John, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's up? Tamler keeps promising me chicken parmesan, so that's why I keep doing this. Or he was dying on me.
Don't worry, it's coming.
He keeps telling me it's coming.
Well, actually, Tandler, so you know, Kime said you have to bring him some M&Ms for this podcast appearance. So I agreed to it on your behalf.
But he has to pick out all the green ones or the yellow ones first.
The yellow ones? Okay. I like yellow ones, so that'll work fine.
John, don't hold your breath on Tandler getting you those M&Ms. That's all I'm going to say. But seriously, thanks for coming on, man. It's funny that we're all in that damn media trailer for 5 months and we see each other every day, and then the off season hits and maybe we see each other in Mobile or in Indy or, you know, random other cities. But, you know, I can't get enough of you two. I miss you guys.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm okay sitting in my house. Sorry.
Great.
I live out here with the cows. I do miss some human interaction.
I believe it. So setting the scene for everybody, I am in Bethesda in our NBC Sports Washington podcast studio. Tandler, as always, at home on the Lazy Boy, I'm guessing, Tandler?
Yep, you guessed right.
And Kahn probably had to drive into the local village to get a phone line. Or are you at home, John? I don't know where you are.
No, we have some extra hamsters on the wheel that helps us get better reception, so I'm just in my office.
Well, good deal. Let's start off the top. I've weighed in on the Alex Smith trade. I think it's mostly a lateral move. I don't like giving up Kendall Fuller, but I think Alex Smith at what I amount to really a 3-year, call it $21 million a year contract, has more value than they never were going to sign Kirk. I think it was a good move for the organization. The organization made bad moves to get to this point, but they kind of made the best of a messy situation now. Tandler, I think you agree with me. Give me your quick take on the Alex Smith move just so we can tee up John.
The only thing I'll add is really the comparison is Alex Smith to Colt McCoy / rookie, you know, because that's the choice that the Redskins were facing. And I think because they haven't really – you know, maybe not to offend Kirk, maybe for a variety of other reasons, really haven't, you know, done much to build up the quarterback position. They kind of were in this situation. I think they made the best of it.
All right, Cakes, you're up.
I think Joe Banner, whom I follow on Twitter, I think put it well. He said, I give the Redskins an F for how they handled the situation up to this point and a B-plus for the trade. Like everybody else, you hate to see Kendall Fuller go. He's exactly the sort of guy you want in the locker room, studies hard. Great work ethic, all of that. Very smart guy. Student of the game, and you can't say that about a lot of guys. That said, the option is you can, well, we can talk about some other options later, but they had some quarterback. They needed to solidify that quarterback position. And an important point here is that Alex Smith wanted to be here. And I think, you know, that's something that they really didn't feel from Kirk Cousins. And I think it's important to have that. It mattered to them. They have a quarterback who's a good quarterback, comparable level. They do different things, comparable level on a cheaper deal, and allows you some more flexibility with the cap. Now, you have to spend wisely and make good moves, but it gives you some more options there. And so I think it was a necessary and a steep price, but a good move.
Okay, breaking news on the pod. I'm going to give away when we're recording this thing. And I don't know this dude, but I assume he's a Niners reporter. 49ers have reached agreement with Jimmy Garoppolo, will be highest paid player in the NFL. Announcement soon to come. This is from Raj Mathai. He's a sports director out in NBC Bay Area. So I think we can believe this. That's what you're supposed to do, man. Jimmy G's a star, and you sign him, right? Anybody disagree?
No, yeah. I think. I'm sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's much smaller sample size than Kirk. The Redskins had to decide on with Kirk. Much less time in the building there, and they decide. You know, they made the call, and they're paying him. You know,
five years, $137 million. Wow.
That's Taylor money. That's amazing. But now that for Taylor, it's 5 years, $137. But I think when you look at it, because listen, you know, the whole thing was, does Kirk Cousins deserve to be at that level? And, you know, I think in terms of where his standing is, no, he doesn't. And there was a lot of debate on that. Clearly, they didn't have that debate. But I also know from talking to some people out there, that even people who really like Kirk Cousins, they felt like when they were around Jimmy Garoppolo, there was a difference. They could feel the difference. So he's a guy you want to invest in.
I tell you what, I think today, if you had to measure it, and our podcast just got totally sidetracked, but let's ride with it. I think from what we've seen of Garoppolo, you certainly would say the ceiling is higher than what we've seen of Kirk. We've seen enough of Kirk to kind of know that he's good, right? But we don't know what else is there. Garoppolo looks like he could be it. He looks like he could be a guy that takes you to multiple Super Bowls kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, and there are a bunch of people out there who like Kirk and know Kirk, and just no one in particular, but it's just they still like Kirk. But it's like when you're – and this isn't necessarily I guess it is comparing him. But
you kind of can't help but compare the two, especially given the contract situation.
Correct, and I think – but when they're around him, even those who like Kirk will say, this guy is just different, meaning Garoppolo. So I think, Garoppolo clearly has that ability to maybe perhaps at some point become a top five quarterback. And so, yes, you're right. The ceiling is higher. Kirk Cousins has a greater range, more seasons, so you know pretty much what you have with him. And he's a good quarterback, but Garoppolo's ceiling is a lot higher.
Yeah. Tandler, you're the math guy. What is five at 137? I mean, are we talking
27.4.
You think Kirk gets more than that?
Yeah.
You think?
Just because.
I tell you what,
assuming he's a free agent, which I guess we're still going to try to dissect here with John in a minute. But, yeah, it's 27.4. You know, I'd put Kirk at 20. I think the $30 million that people are talking about seems a little too high. But I figured him at 28 before this deal. So I think that kind of solidifies it.
I know it was a private conversation. The last time I think we all hung out was I guess we were there for pressers afterwards, but the train ride home from the Meadowlands, the craziest Uber ride in history from Giants Stadium to the Newark train station. That was nuts. That was nuts. But, you know, on that train ride home, it was the three of us and Hoffman, and we were talking about what number is too high for Kirk. And we all kind of agreed on 25, right? You can't go north of 25 for Kirk. And to Taylor's point, I think it certainly goes north of that, especially if he hits true free agency.
And it'll be interesting to see, too, because, you know, and I've talked to a number of people about all, of course, this scenario or this situation. And I was talking to someone yesterday who was like, and he's an agent. He's like, he goes, I just don't see it. Now,
talking about Kirk?
Yeah, you didn't see him getting that kind of number. Now, having said that, most people do because of the nature of what the market does and the nature of the position. I mean, his point was, you know, one, he didn't think Kirk was worth that much, but also that there are other options out there for teams that if you really want to go that high. But I think the question then becomes, which team is paying him that kind of money? Would a Minnesota or Jacksonville, let's say, if they can do that, would he be more worth it to them because they're closer to being that Super Bowl team than, let's say, the Jets or maybe, you know, and maybe
right.
Denver. I mean, you know, I'm not putting the Browns in that category. They're off.
It almost seems like there's a consensus that Kirk isn't worth more than, to me, really, the franchise tag he played on this year, which was 24 and change, right? That's where his value should be at AAV. So there's a consensus that that's the number, and there's also a consensus that he's going to go way over that number.
Correct. And like I said, you know, it just, you know, maybe it's the franchise and how, because you don't know how desperate someone is. If you're, let's say you're Denver, do you go that route or do you just stick at five and draft somebody there? If you're Minnesota, do you take a chance on a, you know, tagging Case Keenum or that Teddy Bridgewater will be healthy? But you're in that window. How much does that matter to you? So I think desperation is always a part of it too, and that's what usually is going to drive it up. But I think, you know, I don't think that. It's certainly not everybody I talk to thinks it's going to go that high, but it wouldn't be surprising at all if it did.
That's a good segue. I want to, Tandler, you have been very clear on the opportunity of a tag and trade all along. We call you Mr. Binary for a reason. Will a tag and trade happen between the Redskins and Kirk Cousins?
0.0% chance.
All right, there we are. And does the Garoppolo deal impact that?
No. Not one iota.
Okay, I agree. Kime, so you know, I don't think the Garoppolo deal impacts it at all. I think there's a slight chance that a tag and trade happens, and I'm saying 5% tops. I'm curious where you are on the tag and trade. I'm guessing you are closer to Tandler than to me, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't shock me if they tagged him and then rescind it once they realize that, you know, it's not going to happen. Listen, and, you know, again, this is one of those things where it's like I spent most of the weekend talking to people about this just to get thoughts on it from people who are in the game and, you know, a lot, you know, who know a lot more than I do. And the consensus was that, you know, no, they're not going to be able to do this. I did talk to one person like, well, of course you should at least explore it because he's an asset for you. Why wouldn't you explore it? Doesn't mean it would happen. And yeah, it's really going to come down to how badly does Kirk Cousins want to get to free agency, and we all know he really, really does. So all he has to do is not sign the tender because you can't trade him until you sign the tender. So then are the Redskins really going to risk taking him into free agency when you have to be in compliance with the cap or you can't sign anybody? And so it makes no sense that they would – it makes sense that you would at least explore it, wonder about it, see if it's possible. But I would have worked. I would have talked to his side maybe beforehand about that to see, hey, if we want to do this, what do you think? And then, you know, put that trial balloon out there to maybe pique some other team's interest. But I just don't see any way that it can work because, like it or not, for fans here, Cousins still controls the situation.
Right.
You know, if he doesn't sign the tender, that's on their cap. And if he does, then they could be stuck.
Right.
He's
right.
Not going to go. I can tell you this. He's not going to go to Cleveland and sign a long-term deal. And so why would Cleveland trade, you know, picks plus pay him 34.5 and then draft somebody number one? You know,
I said the other day on the pod, just because Cleveland could afford it doesn't mean it's a good idea to do it.
Correct. Correct.
Here's my only counter to that. And I've, you know, I'm saying there's a – so, Kime, you're at 0%. Are you allowing any wiggle room?
I always use the 0.0% line too, but I think because the way the NFL is, sometimes it's hard to rule out anything.
Right.
But
that's kind of where I'm at.
I'm not sure I would go above much above 1%.
Fair.
I think we're in skim milk territory, man.
Skim milk is gross. Just for the record, whole milk is the only way to drink milk, and I'll go to my damn grave on that one. Jimmy Garoppolo has totally sidetracked this podcast. I'm going to put this one there. We just saw the deal Garoppolo got 5 years, 137, 27 per Tandler's math. Let's assume Cousins gets to 28, 29. Who would you rather have? I'll start with you, Tandler.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I'd want either one of them at those prices, but if I had to pick, I would go Garoppolo. Just because of what we talked about earlier with the ceiling. I think Garoppolo has a chance that, yeah, he can be a guy, he could be, to use that overused word, elite. I think he could be up there top four.
Like Joe Flacco elite?
No, Joe Flacco's not elite. They're like four. You can pick four elite quarterbacks.
I got you.
Maybe five. Because otherwise you're at 20% of the league, and 20% of anything is not elite. So, yeah, I would take Garoppolo. I like Kirk. I'm not saying that against Kirk, but given that, that's who I would go with.
Kaim.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to not take Garoppolo, but the hard part is paying that much for a guy who is only really started, what, six games for them maybe?
Yeah.
Five for them and then a couple in.
Two. I think he's 7-0 in his starts, right? Two in New England,
yeah,
and then he got hurt.
That's really, really hard. But I think what it also shows you is how quarterbacks can and should use the franchise tag now and in the future.
Yep.
Because the threat of that is what got Garoppolo signed to this sort of deal. You know, if he went on the open market, he's going to get those numbers because people love that kid. And he would have been the number one quarterback on the market if he had hit it. You know, and then you look at Cousins' situation, you know, the way he used the tag to his advantage. I mean, it's, you know, he got paid and he's going to get paid. And, you know, I think if you're a team, if I have a quarterback, I'm going to lock him up before he can, you know, a year before.
I mean,
to avoid over, like, you know, you're really, you're for Cousins, you're paying because of the position. And, you know, he's a good quarterback, but you're going to pay a little bit more because of the position. For Garoppolo, you're paying for future, what he can do in the future. And I think that guy, we know, you know, people here will say if they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, why would you pay that much? Well, Garoppolo might be headed to that category. And not, listen, without getting carried away, but in terms of talent and all that, but you still have to go do it. So I'd be curious to see the breakdown of that deal.
Sure.
Before really reacting.
And if there are any outs and stuff, sideways.
You know, how it's structured, when the guarantees, how heavily backloaded,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Let me add this wrinkle then. So Jimmy G at you know, 27 a year, we're all assuming Kirk gets to 28. Alex Smith at 21. And just so everybody, all the listeners know, I'm getting to 21 by – and we haven't seen this to know it. Or, John, if you have something that I don't, correct me.
No, because the contract isn't signed.
Right. And he's under contract for 2018 at $17
million. Right.
And all the reports are an extension at 23. Right. So I'm just kind of evening that out. And here's what I have a really good feeling on, is that the only truly guaranteed years of the extension are the first 2 years, and the third year is guaranteed for injury only. So you can get out of that pretty
correct.
Easy. So I'm looking at this as 3 years, $21 million for Smith.
It's a good deal for them.
My question. Would you rather have Alex Smith for 3 years at 21, Jimmy Garoppolo for 5 years at 27, Kirk Cousins, in all likelihood, 5 years, 28 or more? Tandler, you start.
Jimmy G. I just think, again, because the
highest
ceiling,
upside, right?
Yes, exactly.
Kime?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the guy with the upside in this case. The hard part is... Yeah, I'd go with the guy with the upside at that position. And it's legit upside. I mean, we know what Alex Smith is. You know that he needs what he needs around him. Same with Cousins. And if you're going to pay for a guy, you want it to be a guy you think can be special. Although you'd prefer him to already be special rather than thinking he's going to be special.
Right. All right, I got one final question for both of you two. Real quick word from our sponsors.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, here's the last question. Watching the Niners get this done, does this accentuate and highlight how much the Redskins bungled this situation? Kaim, you go first.
Well, Well, I think what it highlights, too, is when both sides want to be in business with one another and believe in each other. I think that's what it highlights, and we never, ever saw that here. The timing
from either side, really.
From either side. And as I say, relationships are two-way streets, man. And you never, you know, I never felt like, I think Cousins would have signed a couple years ago. He loved Sean McVay as his play caller and all that. But I think what it highlights is just how it's going to take two sides to get something done. You have to have full belief. And that's not just putting it on one side. That's on both sides. But I also believe with you, I mean, the Redskins needed to be a lot more aggressive and have more foresight early on in this process.
Taylor?
Yeah, I think also I will say just, you know, in the not necessarily in defense of the Redskins, but when you have the amount of cap space that the 49ers have,
good point.
It makes it a little bit easier to do it. They have $114 million in cap space.
Yep.
So that does make it a lot easier.
Because and a lot of that is because they were so far away from competing. But, dude, just with Jimmy, they got so much closer to compete. This is a wild one, man, because I am really, you know, in a lot of ways, I don't want to say I feel bad for Kirk, but I feel like Kirk missed his rocket ship, that if he got to San Fran with Kyle, they really might have taken off. And now it's been clear to me, I would say, that Kirk wants out of D.C. for a while. He's played really well with Jay Gruden, but the milk's gone bad, as I've said, with that situation. And wherever he lands, I'm not sure it's going to be as good of a situation as D.C. was or as San Fran could have been. Or really, if you ever got the chance to go play for Sean in L.A., because they're going to stick with Goff. And now, not to suggest that wherever Kirk goes, he may or may not be great, but he missed his rocket ship, I think. And Jimmy G took it and is going to run with it.
And here, because now he's in wherever he goes now, it's going to be a completely new situation. As far as like, you know, coaching staff and people in the building, all that. So it's whereas, you know, you would have had that anyway. But if you're going to somewhere where you know at least the coach and you know what you can have with him, then it's a lot different. So I think that trade had to have stunned him a little bit. The trade for Garoppolo back in the season had to stun him a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, it stunned us all, right? I had a conversation with a member of the Redskins coaching staff, and it was, man, do you believe they got Jimmy G for just a second? And the answer was very clear, no. I think that we may look back on that in 10 years as a legitimate heist, much like getting John Allen with the 17th overall pick.
I'm not sure it's quite like that, but it was. Yeah, I mean, I think you're at, especially the way he played on San Francisco, and now the contract, all that, and it's like, well, I wonder if they had opened it up a little bit more, what else they could have gotten if they had called other teams to let them know, you know?
Yeah,
but
crazy.
I would like to read the book on that one day.
Eventually,
you know, to see how that eventually came about, because that was the whole thing was just bizarre.
Eventually, 30 years from now, future Bill Belichick's going to tweet, hey, I did Mike Shanahan's kid a favor because he was good to me during Deflategate. that's how that's going to come out. All right. We had an entire podcast planned. I have notes. I wanted to be prepared. This is the first time we really just got to talk football. And then Jimmy G drops, and it's not quite an emergency pod, but it's a banger. It's a big one. All right. John Keim, thank you so much, man. Tell everybody where to find you, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you do.
You're not going to find me out in the country, but you can find me on Twitter at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. I'm on Facebook. I don't even remember what the whole thing is. It's like Washington Redskins, ESPN, John Keim, something like that.
All right.
Just search.
Just search it. You'll find him.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Are you on Instagram yet, Keim?
No, I'm not.
I'm sure your sons are. Push everybody to your sons' accounts.
By the time I get on it, everybody else will be awesome.
Right, there'll be something new. But, Keim, always appreciate your time. So this is the list of topics I had. I wanted quickly on the Alex Smith trade. Then we were going to talk about tag and trade options. I think we got to that. Then I wanted to get into Chris Thompson's comments because I think there's a lot there. Frankly, we won't be able to do it right now. We'll do it next week. And then talk about Bashaud Breeland and maybe the increased possibility of his return. He had a weirdly coded Instagram post. I think that's gone from 0 to maybe 10. Give me a quick response, gentlemen.
I think it's my understanding is that it's still
up for discussion. So I don't think nothing is finalized one way or another. But I would still lean against, but nothing is finalized at this point. And as you know, JP, at the season's end, it felt like clearly he was going to be gone.
Absolutely. The flame is kicking back up. Tandler, give me a percentage.
I would also say at the season's end, Kendall Fuller hadn't been traded.
Right.
So, things change.
That's why,
Very good point.
And so I would say the percent chance that he stays, I'll go in the 15% range.
Ooh, getting juicy. And then the last thing on my list was I wanted to talk about Preston Smith. We simply don't have time. Tandler is writing a ton about how good Preston Smith is. You guys should check that out. Tandler, how do people follow you?
Well, since you brought up Instagram, at Rich Tandler, just all one word.
All right.
And, of course, Facebook slash Tandler NBCS.
Cool. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. You guys can follow me all over the place. Instagram's been a lot of fun. I'm pushing Instagram, JPFinley3. Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff is JPFinley NBCS. We're going to cut it. This has been a great one. Jimmy G making all the cash. Thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.